Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Hey, folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss, like, playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show that Mark Twain once called smarter'n a blue jay what can talk possum and faster'n a naked fat man riding a bolt of lightning. So here's your plain-spoken homespun host, Eric Metaxas.
Oh, hello.
Who makes that stuff up? Is Todd writing that stuff, or did we write it and we forgot? Alban, welcome to the program.
Yes, welcome to you.
It is Tuesday.
It is.
After Labor Day.
It is.
And I'd like to tell you what I did on my vacation.
Okay. Well,
but I want to know what you did on your vacation.
Okay.
So the weekend's over. What did you do?
What did I do? Well, my wife and I, we went to Ocean Grove, New Jersey on Sunday, okay, because we had a party to go to at Spring Lake, which is about 15 minutes from Ocean
area.
Grove. Yeah. But we went to a restaurant in the morning, I get some breakfast when we first got in town.
Is this in Ocean Grove?
In Ocean Grove.
I love Ocean Grove.
It's beautiful.
But wait a minute. Mm-hmm. You didn't go to the Starving Artist, did you?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Don't mention the name on the program. Go ahead.
So a couple got up and we took the table. We're sitting there and it took a while, but we ordered. And then we were waiting. I'm not kidding. We waited so long for breakfast that same couple came back to have lunch. That's how long we waited for our food.
That's incredible.
And Ann was like, look, let's just get out of here. So I was going to put $3 down for the
coffee. Because the name of the place is Starving Artist, they figured you're an artist. And they figured I could starve.
I could be the advertisement for
Usually they're very good there.
No, the food was great when it finally did come. In fact, I told Ann, let's go out the back door so we don't bump into our food coming in the front
way. Exactly.
And we were ready to get up.
Funny.
I am not kidding. They came
that
in
is
and
very funny.
Gave
well,
us
Ocean
food.
Grove is one of the most beautiful places. And all those restaurants, including Starving Artist, they're good places, but you had a bad experience. Okay, let me tell you what I did. I also was on the Jersey Shore.
Okay.
Well, by the way, folks, we're going to be talking to John Zmirak for both hours today.
Ooh, yeah.
He has an article at stream.org. Wait. Homeschoolers should get credit for listening to this program. I'm actually not kidding. You're going to get a civics lesson from John Zmirak in the next 2 hours.
That's right.
Okay, so I also went to the Jersey Shore because Suzanne's family is down there, and they said, oh, there's a band playing at the racetrack. This is in Oceanport.
Okay.
There's a racetrack in Oceanport. So we go over to Oceanport, and it's the Monmouth, the racetrack in Oceanport.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, well, what kind of music are they going to be playing? Because I'm not really into this. They said, oh, they're kind of like a cover band. They do covers like Chicago. I said, Chicago?
Yeah.
That sounds like my era.
Yeah.
So we go, and it was all 70s covers.
Oh, wow.
It was like all of our music. So it was like Casey and the Sunshine Band, Bee Gees, Elton John, whatever. The only problem is that there was in the middle of it, they decided that they had to go dark. And so they played a lot of Doors. That's for people who drank too much Jack and Coke and are heaving in the bushes. That's like Doors music, in my opinion. And then, they had to do little Rolling Stones. But like, the, you know, and then, yeah. And then they did, like, I think they finished with Black Sabbath. And I was like, no, wrong. That's just bad.
Yeah.
And they did a bad Prince cover. It's like, no, that's not even 70s. Shame on them.
Oh,
but other
shame.
Than that, it was incredible. And everybody there was my age or older. So it was like weird. It was like a high school
did
reunion.
Did they do ho, 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 it's magic, la, 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 you know.
You know what? If they did, I blocked it out. Okay. No, they didn't. They didn't. That's not on our bumper music, is it? All right, we've got a lot of announcements to
one
make
of my
here. Before
faves.
We bring Zmirak into
okay.
the mix, we have raised thus far $84,000 for food for the poor. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to be very clear, okay? I want to be very clear. Our goal was $37,000. You were so generous that we raised $84,000. Now, we haven't even gotten an update
That's
today,
right.
so it's probably higher than
it's
that.
It's going to be higher. It will be, yes.
But we have raised so much money that I made a decision.
Okay.
Are you ready for my decision?
You are allowed.
Okay.
As the host.
We raised so much money. As a thank you to my audience, I'm going to speak 1% less over the next year.
This is for everyone across
Thank
America.
You. Thank you. I'm gonna try to speak 1.4% less, and I will fail. But no, I'm not kidding. As a gift to those who participated, first of all, if you did participate, you understand that you have been put on a list mm-hmm. to win our grand prize. Our grand prize is basically an instant library.
Yes.
Okay? I want to be clear.
You coined that phrase.
It's an instant library. And you think I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I think you get literally something like 50 books.
Right. We were laying them out on the floor of the office.
I have the list here.
Okay.
Our trusty associate, Dave Herman, has created the list. Okay? So what I was going to say was that because we raised such a good amount of money, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to read the grand prize list, okay? One person is going to win this. It's an instant library, okay? Now, if you don't want this, mm-hmm. we're going to give you option B, which would be like, I think it's going to be like, you know, 12 copies of my books or 15 copies
right.
of my books or something like that. But we're also, as a thank you, going to award a second grand prize.
Yes.
So that's three prizes are going to be awarded because we got the option. Okay. And here's what you, if you win the grand prize, this is what you get. So this is, we're just going to explain to people what you get. Okay. First of all, you get two Eric Metaxas Show hats, two Eric Metaxas Show t-shirts, two Eric Metaxas Show mugs. These are the new TBN mugs. They're gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
They're expensive. You get them for free. You get Metaxas Show decals. You get Donald the Caveman pins. Okay. You get all that stuff. But here's the books. You get any book by me is signed. Okay. You get the Bonhoeffer book. You also get a super $80 leather-bound edition of the Bonhoeffer book. So that's two Bonhoeffer books. You get a Dutch translation of the Bonhoeffer book. Mm. You get a Chinese translation of the Bonhoeffer book. So this is going
to
be for a library,
that's
right?
To go.
Maybe it's your library, or maybe you want to give it to a local school or to the church library or something like that. Then you get a copy of Amazing Grace. Also, you get the German translation of my Amazing Grace.
Whoa.
Okay. You get my Martin Luther book hardcover, Socrates in the City hardcover, No Pressure, Mr. President hardcover, Uncle Muggsy and the Terrible Twins of Christmas. That is a gorgeous hardcover children's book. You get Yankee Doodle Muggsy. How much time do we have? We still got time. You get Yankee Doodle Muggsy. Are you listening? Okay, these are huge books. You get Everything I Always Wanted to Know About God But Afraid to Ask. You get three copies of Donald Drains the Swamp signed by me, three copies of Donald Builds the Wall signed by me. That's a brand new book. It's going to be out in 2 weeks. You get a copy of Seven Men and the Secret of Their Greatness. You get three copies of my Miracles book hardcover signed. You get a copy of If You Can Keep It, a copy of my children's book, It's Time to Sleep, My Love. And then you get four books by Albin Sadar. Albin,
yes.
You wrote a humor book called Beyond Belief.
Mm-hmm.
You wrote in the Hamster Home series
mm-hmm.
three of the Hamster Homes books. That's
yes.
A Bit Stumped, Combing for Clues, and On the Right Track, Hamster Homes Mysteries, okay? Then you get books from people that we had on the program.
Yes.
You get a Johnny Cash book. That's the one written by Greg Laurie. You get The Faith of Mike Pence. We had that author on this program. You get the book by Beckett Cook, Change of Affection. He was in the gay lifestyle, came out of it. Incredible story. You get that book. You get The Hidden Message of the Great Seal of the United States.
Oh, that's
a huge
that's
book.
That's a beautiful
you
one.
You get the book by Pam Tebow. You get a whole book. You get the book by Shannon Bream. You get the book by Greg Jarrett. We had him on the program, The Russia Hoax. You get a book by Sean Spicer. You get a book by David Horowitz. We just had him on the program. You get a book about Jezebel's War with America by Michael Brown. You get books by Joseph Pierce, The Unmasking of Oscar Wilde. I read about that recently. You get a book by Tucker Carlson. You get a book, I Am Cyrus, by Craig Von Busek. The Bob Fu book, God's Double Agent. You get all the books by Tony Dungy. You get the book by Gary Sinise. And then you get the book, The Cost of Discipleship, by Dietrich Bonhoeffer, with a foreword by Eric Metaxas.
Wow.
On and on it goes. Okay. You get all of that. And I didn't even read about 8 books. I'm not kidding. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You okay?
Yeah.
So this is a library. It's going to be 2 or 5 boxes of books are going to arrive at your door. Now, it seems to me that you're going to either treasure this or you're going to say, I want to give this to a local school or
right.
to a Christian school or to a homeschool cooperative or something like that, because this is going to be an instant
yeah.
library.
And this is a library,
gentlemen.
Not a library.
A library,
that's
correct.
That's how big it is.
So you're going to get all that. Now, if you choose, you say, that's too much for me, I don't want that, we're going to give you another option. But we're going to be announcing this shortly. We've got all kinds of other things to share with you. When we come back, the great John Zmirak. I want to remind you, by the way, folks, if you order anything from MyPillow, MyPillow.com, whatever you do, use the code Eric or Metaxas. I don't care if you saw it on TV. Use Eric or Metaxas, get a huge discount.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hi, Dennis Prager here. I want to let you know about a new product available at the Prager store. It's offering the audio version of the Rational Bible Genesis on CD, narrated by the extraordinary Tom Parks. He's been recording bestsellers for 30 years. I personally picked him, and you will love listening to him read Genesis. Listening or reading, I hope these are life-changing for you. In fact, I know they will be. Of that, I am absolutely certain. To buy the Rational Bible Genesis audio book or the autographed hardcover, go to PragerStore.com. Hi, Dennis Prager here. I want to let you know about a new product available at the Prager store. It's offering the audio version of the Rational Bible Genesis on CD. If you or someone you know has a problem reading small print, or if you prefer to just sit back and enjoy the story, the audio version on CD is an excellent way to experience the teachings of my book. The Rational Bible, the Genesis volume, is narrated by the extraordinary Tom Parks. He's been recording bestsellers for 30 years. I personally picked him. Reviewers describe his readings as conversational, energetic, earnest, and sincere. He narrated Exodus, and you will love listening to him read Genesis. Writing this book has been part of my life's mission. Listening or reading, I hope these are life-changing for you. In fact, I know they will be. Of that, I am absolutely certain. In fact, even the living martyr who knows me as well as anybody living is listening to the book on audio. Very touched. And you liked it, didn't you? Loved it. To buy the Rational Bible Genesis audio book or the autographed hardcover, go to PragerStore.com.
When it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you're in danger. Today's digital world is so connected, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing LifeLock now adds the power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, we can help alert you to danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART for 10% off. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's Stevie Wonder. Albin, you're going to play the role of Albin.
Okay.
I'll play the role of Eric Metaxas, the host
so well.
Of the show.
So well.
And our guest
yes.
for a long time today, because we can't get enough of the great John Zmierak. John, welcome to the program.
Hey, Eric. Good to be on.
Don't sound too enthusiastic. That's our job, tough guy. All right? So just settle down there. Settle down.
I'm excited.
You need to settle down. Okay, John, we have so much we want to talk to you about. First of all, is there anything on your mind other than the news?
Oh, my dogs are doing great.
I was going to say, the dogs are okay?
They're about to turn 4 years old, the two beagle twins I rescued 3 years ago.
That's a cute age, as we say.
Yeah.
They're doing their job. They just tore up a Ralph Lauren Goose Down company.
Okay. Well, I've been reading.
Accomplishing a lot.
Listen, are they still enjoying the MyPillow.com dog bed?
They love it.
Yeah.
And it's a lot more durable than all the other stuff.
All those other silly dog beds. You know what? There's a good opportunity to mention, forgive us, John, but anybody goes to MyPillow.com, anything you order, folks, if you use the code ERIC or METAXAS, you and anyone else who uses those codes gets our big discount. So spread the word,
yep.
MyPillow.com, Eric or Metaxas. You can get the dog bed. You can get the human bed. You can get the pillows. You can get the non-pillow. It's unbelievable. The Giza sheets, all that great stuff. And no kidding, we use it. And boy, is it great. But you got to use Eric or Metaxas. Want to get that out. Tell those dogs, shut up. Actually, you know what? It's possible that they're going, yes, we love Mike Lindell and My Pillow. Thanks, Mike,
exactly
for inventing this
saying.
For the in this dog bed for us. Thank you, Mike Lindell. Anyway, so put in Eric or Metaxas, and you'll get our big discount. All right, John, you wrote an article that was really just blazing. In fact, the cover, the picture, this is all at stream.org, folks. If you want to go to stream.org or my Twitter feed, my Facebook, I've got these articles posted. This one is called Red Flag Laws Can Make Our Constitution Safer. And, of course,
our whole Constitution,
that is vintage Zmierak sarcasm. The article is extraordinary. The title again, Red Flag Laws Can Make Our Whole Constitution Safer. Maybe we should talk about that first with everything that's in the news.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like for liberals today, whenever you hear about, we hear about a mass shooting, they jump and they feed a panic in the way that they don't on other issues. For instance, when an illegal immigrant who has been deported 4 or 5 times and come back, and then a sanctuary city let him go and wouldn't let the federal government deport him, and that person murders someone, as someone murdered Kate Steinle in California, Democrats say, oh, don't scapegoat immigrants. Stop. Don't, it's not all immigrants, not all illegal immigrants. You're being potentially racist. Then if there's a jihad attack, someone yelling Allahu Akbar while slaughtering non-Muslims right here in America. Again, the left is, don't scapegoat Muslims, don't scapegoat Islamists. No. But when a bad guy does something with a gun, the liberals are all about scapegoating the Second Amendment constitutional rights of every single American. Of the more than 100 million Americans who live in a house with a gun, the tens of millions who shoot for sport or hunting or keep guns for self-defense or have guns in the house as the nuclear option against a tyrannical government that our founders intended it to be, which is why they wrote it in the Bill of Rights, it's fine to scapegoat them. It's fine to talk about them having gun fetishes, to talk about their obscure phobia. I've heard the word tyrannophobia, and that's not a dinosaur.
Actually, that is hilarious. Are you joking? Are you joking? A fear of tyranny?
No, it is.
That's called being an American.
It's in an article by Eric Posner and Adrian Vermeule of Harvard, where they try to explain that all American culture is corrupted by this unhealthy fear of tyranny.
Oh, my God. That's like an unhealthy fear of being stabbed to death.
Yeah.
Okay, John,
by a guy standing in front of you with a knife.
I know what you say in the article, but before we get into that, and it's fantastic, folks, you can find it at my Twitter feed or Facebook page or at stream.org or at John Zmirak's Twitter feed. But I just want to say this. I had a conversation with my niece over the holiday on this issue, and it was a very clarifying conversation for me, because what it made me realize, and this is kind of the problem we have in America right now, we have, and you just said it brilliantly, we have competing narratives. We have things that get conservatives all upset and things that conservatives ignore, and we have things that get liberals all upset and the things that liberals ignore, because if it doesn't fit your narrative. And so what we need to do, and I want to obviously get into the article you wrote, but I just realized certain things come up in these conversations over and over and over again, and these are not bad things. Like, it's logical to think this if you have the wrong facts, right? For example, people always say that we need to do something. And what they really mean is the government needs to do something.
Yeah.
And I think, John, part of what you're getting at in this article is that sometimes the government ought not to do something. Sometimes, in other words, this clamoring for the government to do something with gun laws.
Whenever anybody tells me, do something already, I think the appropriate response is, yeah, the Reichstag is literally on fire. Let's hurry up and suspend the Constitution. Right,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, yeah. People don't get that joke.
No,
you have to explain the Reichstag in 1934 or 33. I can't remember.
33.
Think. Okay, so Hitler had just taken power, and somehow the Reichstag, the German parliament, is set aflame. And the Nazis brilliantly, in Machiavellian, dastardly fashion, decided, let's use this crisis to do something. And what they did, of course, is suspend, you know, most of the liberties that Germans had at that time. And it was for safety against the maniacs who are lighting our buildings on fire. That's kind of what you're getting at in this article. People are clamoring to do something, but there's a time when the government does something and it, in fact, harms people.
Absolutely. And you know, if this horrible shooting in Odessa, Texas, this is it's an example of failure. It's a failure of local police. Even before any of the facts came out, Elizabeth Warren was tweeting that Congress must act. Okay, but she didn't even know what had happened there, because nobody knew. When you actually dig into what happened, this was a mentally ill guy living in a tiny house without electricity. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in a Texas summer living without electricity or air conditioning. In the summer in Texas, he would sit on top of his house shooting animals in a residential neighborhood at night, shooting at, like, squirrels and possums that went by his house. He threatened his neighbors with a rifle. They had called the local police on him. The police couldn't find him because his address didn't show up on their Google map. I'm serious. And so they didn't bring him in, and he shot up the town. This is not a failure of the federal government. No background check would have prevented this. In fact, this guy failed a background check.
This guy
failed a
background check and bought a gun illegally. Okay, that's kind of the point. In the conversation with my niece, I was saying that, listen, when we clamor for new gun laws, It sounds so easy. And I think the reason I always want to think about if somebody has a point of view, why do they have this point of view, John? Right. Now, and the issue is that people are convinced that it's very simple and that there are, people who don't care about solving the problem, who are giving money to the NRA and the NRA doesn't care about the problem. And in other words, it's a false narrative. And so they say, if only we would do this, if only we would do that. And I said, listen, most of these shootings are done by people in places where there are gun laws that have already been broken. So the laws are meaningless. But again, it's just a narrative that's taken hold. And what we have to do, and I like to do on the show by having you on, is talk about the specifics.
Right. And in this specific case, this guy should never have had a gun. He didn't buy the gun legally. The police were called on him. He should have been brought in, examined by a psychiatrist, and committed to a mental institution. But liberals closed all the mental institutions back in the 60s and 70s when they were seriously promoting the theory, and listen to me carefully, I'm not making this up, that schizophrenia is simply an alternative way of seeing the world.
There are three Erics who just heard that right now, and two of them agree that that's a bad idea. The other one doesn't know what he thinks. We're going to be right back, folks, talking to John Zmirak. Amazing stuff. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. You can find us at MetaxasTalk.com, and you can watch us on YouTube on the Eric Metaxas Show channel. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Georgia Department of Transportation is reporting light traffic on the interstate highway being used as a one-way evacuation route for coastal residents who are fleeing Hurricane Dorian. State officials have turned all lanes of Interstate 16 into an eastbound route from Savannah on the coast to Dublin, about 100 miles inland. The center of Dorian is finally moving away from Grand Bahama Island, but the National Hurricane Center says the island will continue to get dangerous winds and life-threatening storm surge through the evening. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Fernand has formed in the Gulf of Mexico, prompting a tropical storm warning for Mexico's northeast coast. 34 people are presumed dead in the California dive boat fire, and the search has been suspended. 20 victims have been recovered. On Wall Street, stocks remain lower. The Dow is off 356 points, the Nasdaq down 105. This is SRN News.
You're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay? Then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Alvin, I forgot to mention earlier.
What?
If anybody lives in New York City, we are on the air now at 10 p.m.
That's right.
It used to be 11 p.m.
Yep.
If you have any friends in New York, tell them 970 a.m. The answer, 970 a.m. I'm on this at 10 p.m.
Yeah, 10.
So people need to know. It's a
new time in
New York City. And I want to remind people again, if you get something from MyPillow, use the code ERIC or Metaxas. Don't forget. John Zmirak, we're talking about your article at the stream, Red Flag Laws Can Make Our Whole Constitution Safer. Please continue.
Sure. So I looked at the red flag laws that people are proposing, and Donald Trump even signaled some support for. I don't think he looked into it carefully. But basically, they suspend the Second Amendment on a single phone call from a single person. So let's say you get divorced, or let's say you fire a yard contractor for destroying your yard and you write a negative Yelp review of him, or, you know, your neighbor doesn't like your political yard sign, or your neighbor doesn't like you because you're Muslim, any of these things, that neighbor can call up the police and say, oh, this guy strikes me, he makes me feel unsafe. It's my opinion he might be a political extremist. He's very interested in guns. He's way too interested in guns. It's unhealthy. Right there and then, it's up to those cops. Now, do those cops want to be on the hook on the 0.0001% chance that you're going to be the next nutcase who shoots up a shopping mall? No. The cops send it to a judge. The judge, does he want to be the guy who, on that tiny chance, let a mass shooter stay out there? Furthermore, most lawyers and most judges believe the Second Amendment is crazy and wish it didn't exist and pretend that it doesn't exist. It took us the Supreme Court to overturn a bunch of lower courts just trying to gut the Second Amendment. So all these factors are there that, yeah, whoever calls up and says you're unsafe, the police are going to come. They don't even have to call ahead. They'll just raid your house and take your guns, your hunting rifles, maybe your dad's pistol from World War II, maybe a Revolutionary War musket, whatever. They're going to take it and throw it in storage, and you can't get it back unless you get a lawyer and you prove to the judge's satisfaction that you're not a dangerous lunatic or a neo-Nazi terrorist.
This is an extraordinary thing.
The burden of proof is on you.
Well, first of all, I know you've looked into this, and this is a chilling thing, and it's again one of the reasons why I think we need to have civics in our schools. If you do not understand how the government works and how it's supposed to work, and you know what the Second Amendment is, you're sort of hopeless against this, and you think with your emotions. And so, in the conversation I was having this weekend with a number of my relatives, it was just fascinating. Because now that I've gotten to learn a little bit about the issue, you see the holes in these arguments. By the way, John, you are the one that helped me understand that when we talk about assault-type rifles or assault rifles, you say that the term is just
propaganda.
It's promoting a canard. It's propaganda. It's a meaningless term.
Yeah, they're just modern hunting rifles. And the only difference between a regular hunting rifle and what they call is an assault rifle, it's purely cosmetic. It's whether it's painted black, it's whether it has the kind of scope that looks kind of military. There's no difference in the function. These are just modern hunting rifles. Last week, I went for the first time in my life to a gun range and actually fired a gun. As a native New Yorker, it felt very weird. The sound of gunfire at the gun range actually upset my stomach because I'm a wuss. But I went and I did what millions of Americans do every week, target shooting at a gun range. And wasn't that dangerous? You know what was really dangerous? Driving on the highway to get to the gun range
was infinitely
more dangerous than standing there doing target shooting with a bunch of patriotic Americans of every race, creed, and color at a gun range where everyone's obsessed with safety. They're wearing safety goggles. They're wearing earplugs. They are extremely careful. They're a lot more careful at the gun range than they are driving on the highway to get to the gun range because a car is a deadly weapon. More than 50,000 Americans die every year because of traffic accidents. I don't see people saying we should replace all cars with bumper cars that only go 20 miles an hour, but that would save 50,000 lives.
Well, I got to say, most Americans, including me, I mean, I grew up in Connecticut, and, you know, first in New York. Then when we moved to Connecticut, Danbury, Connecticut, people have gun racks and pickups. It's not like, you know, the country club set down in Greenwich. And so I grew up around guns, and you do have an incredibly healthy respect for them. I remember my Uncle Joe got a 30-odd six, and he took us way down to the bottom of our property, and we were shooting at a cinder block and stuff. And, you know, it's part of learning respect for guns. And, you know, you do that in a certain environment. And I think people like my fellow New Yorkers and you know, are so shocked that people have guns just because in New York City.
Dad was a policeman. He made sure his gun was locked away every night. We didn't even know where it was. All my life, I never knew where my dad hid his gun and locked it up every night when he came back from.
I really do believe that people who are around guns treat them with tremendous respect. It's just, you know, a lot of us, we watch movies and stuff. We get these different ideas. I think we're coming up to a break here, folks. I'm talking to John Zmirak. Our website, MetaxasTalk.com. My personal website, my name, EricMetaxas.com. I want to remind folks that we're on in New York City at 10 p.m. If you know anybody in New York, 970 a.m., 10 p.m. It's the greater New York area. And if you go to MyPillow, don't forget to use Eric or Metaxas, or you don't get the discount. We'll be right back. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Remember, ReliefFactor.com. It works. It works.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying. It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one. You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply. Absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
We could float among the stars together, you and I.
For we can
fly. Oh, sure. Yeah. Balloons are dangerous. You know, that's the siren song. That's the Fifth Dimension singing the siren song. Oh, let's take a ride in a balloon. Balloons are dangerous. They need to be banned.
Well, you know, John, you mentioned about the cars and traffic and all that. I was coming back on the Garden State Parkway Sunday night from Spring Lake on the Jersey Shore. And I'm not kidding. It was like, even though it was six lanes, cars are going like 60. And we're getting passed by cars, you know, going easily like 80. And I'm surprised we did not have accidents on the way in, but it took a while.
Yeah. Well,
but the cars themselves are so dangerous.
That's the point. It's all relative. In other words, imagine if the media grabbed onto the narrative that we've got to reduce auto fatalities, and if we don't do something tomorrow, this week, now, we've got to pass laws. And I think most of us would say we don't like auto fatalities. We would like them to decrease. But
I'm against them, Eric. I'm going to make a stand now. You oppose auto fatalities.
But that's just virtue signaling, John. You're just doing that.
I oppose auto violence. You should call it what it is.
You're crash phobic. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Auto violence. We have to call it auto violence.
Okay.
The way they call shootings gun violence.
All right. So if you think about I guess I want my audience to understand the principles at play here, right? Everybody's against, you know, unnatural death. Okay, so then the question is, what can we do? And the question is, what can the government do? And with regard, let's say, to auto safety, the numbers of casualties on the roads in America is staggering, but you never hear the number. You don't have it reported every weekend. You just don't hear about it. And so I think the thing that I want to say is that everybody in America has to beware of the media narrative. Suddenly we start covering X subject and you hear about it over and over and everybody's talking about it at the water cooler, but they're not talking about the other subject. They're not talking about many other subjects. And that's where we are with regard to guns. Every time there's something that happens, suddenly everybody thinks, well, we've got to do something. Now, I actually would argue that we ought to do something, but I don't think the government can do something. I think that the gun violence has a lot to do with social breakdown in America. I think that's actually a big part of it. The reason these shootings have increased has to do with things that the government really cannot fix.
That's right. That's right. Well, in the article, I take the red flag laws that people want to use to gut the Second Amendment, and I see how it would work if we applied similar red flag laws to the rest of the Constitution. Do you want to go through it?
I do, and I want to say, before we go through it, this is the sort of thing homeschoolers across America should do as a lesson, as an exercise. In other words, if you want to understand how the Constitution works, how the Second Amendment works, what is right, what is wrong in terms of things, your article, John, it's almost like a math problem. You take us through each of these different amendments and you apply this crazy thinking to it. So go ahead.
Okay, so for the First Amendment, if we want to make the First Amendment safe, we apply the red flag principle. So let's say someone in a house of worship is giving sermons about the end of the world and the end times and Jesus coming back to destroy the Antichrist and wipe out sinners. Or they're preaching Islam and a Muslim apocalypse. or they're preaching about the Old Testament and Joshua's conquest of Canaan and destruction of the pagans there. That could make someone feel unsafe. You could interpret that as promoting extremist religious violence. If one person called in the police, if we applied red flag laws to the First Amendment, they would close the church down. And the burden of proof would be on the pastor to convince a judge that this church is safe enough to continue operating.
Now, to be fair, some conservatives were calling for that to happen with regard to certain mosques, especially after 9/11. How does that principle figure in? In other words, when is it appropriate?
In a few cases, we sent FBI agents to infiltrate the mosque to attend in order to listen to what was being said and to get to know people and see if any of them were engaged in terrorist conspiracies. But again, they had a warrant to do that. They went through due process of law. The red flag law, any guy off the street can call and it happens. There's a big difference.
When you get
a warrant, that's in the Constitution. That's due process. I don't have a problem with that.
See, I'm learning. I'm not kidding.
If there were pro-lifers engaged in blowing up clinics and they were based at churches, I would favor the government getting warrants to, you know, surveil those places through the legitimate constitutional process of getting a warrant. The red flag laws, anybody who thinks that church or mosque makes him feel unsafe can call up, and the place is closed down until the pastor has proven that it's safe.
Let me ask you a question, but before we go through with this exercise here, how is it that this wouldn't get shut down, say, by the Supreme Court? I mean, this strikes me as genuinely unconstitutional to put in these red flag laws.
Well, if it ever reaches the Supreme Court, I suspect it will be. But lower courts are notoriously biased against the Second Amendment. They treat it like the redheaded stepchild of the Constitution. They pretend that it only refers to the National Guard. And they pretend that it's not an individual right. All of that was overturned by the Supreme Court in its McDonald decision and a number of other decisions. The Supreme Court is realizing that you cannot treat the Second Amendment as a second-class right. It is every bit as important as the other amendments.
Okay.
But courts have approved it.
That was McDonald versus Wendy's, wasn't it?
No, Albin, that's a different case.
McDonald's.
Okay, John, so let's go through this now. The Second Amendment, of course, refers to gun rights. But you just mentioned the First Amendment. If we take this principle, the red flag laws principle, and apply it to different amendments, what else do we find?
Well, okay. In the Fourth Amendment, that prohibits unreasonable searches and seizures, okay? And, you know, often a lot of criminals walk because the evidence against them that shows they're overwhelmingly guilty was obtained illegally by police. If you had a red flag law for the Fourth Amendment, a single phone call from any person who's worried about somebody would be enough to get a warrant to search his stuff and seize his stuff. So we would get a lot more criminal convictions. We would also get the police searching the homes of, you know, various people of ethnic groups who people don't trust. If somebody didn't trust Hispanics or didn't trust Muslims, they'd be calling the police all the time, and the police would be getting instant warrants and be rummaging through the people's houses. Think how many people they could put in jail.
Okay, hang on, folks. We're talking to John Zmirak. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, MetaxasTalk.com. We'll be right back.
Waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The center of Dorian is finally moving away from Grand Bahama Island, but the National Hurricane Center says the island will continue getting dangerous winds and life-threatening storm surge through the evening. Five people have died in the Bahamas. Over 2 million people in Florida, Georgia, and North and South Carolina have been warned to evacuate as Dorian closed in on the Sunshine State on a projected track expected to take it up the southeast coast. Pete Paquette is with Salem Radio affiliate AM 950 and FM 94.9, The Answer in Orlando.
We're going to get those bands of gusty winds, maybe up to 30 or 40 miles per hour, and heavy rain bands inland.
The hurricane now centered about 65 miles north of Freeport. It's moving to the northwest near 5 miles per hour. Stocks down across the board now. The Dow is off 332 points. The NASDAQ is down 106. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We're talking to John Zmirak on the program.
Yeah.
We're going to have him for both hours today. So we did the first hour with John. We're going to bring him back for the second hour. Before we do that, Alvin, we got a couple things to say. First of all, we have raised a ton of money for Food for the Poor. Every one of you listening who gave to Food for the Poor, from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Yes.
This is absolutely huge need. You stepped up. I am just so grateful. There's no way I can explain
it. Right, and you're still tallying, so we don't even know the final number yet. We'll probably have that for you
tomorrow.
And then we'll be doing the drawing and the whole nine
yards. A couple of people gave the $10,000 gift. That means they're going to have dinner with me and possibly Alvin. I apologize because I'm a very, very sloppy eater. Mm. It's terrible. Yeah. Okay, seriously, though, I want to say that we're going to do a drawing. We've talked about this. The grand prize drawing is so huge. We're going to have it at metaxastalk.com. You can read, okay? But it's a virtual instant library. You're going to get literally, I think it's 50 books, many of them by me. It's probably 15 of them are books by me, and I sign every one of those, of course. Now, sometimes you might want to auction these things off, you know, at a local school or something like that. There's all kinds of things you can do with this. And you get so many other books by guests that we had on the show that it's staggering, and you're going to have a virtual library, an instant library for a school or whatever it is, for a home library, but it's going to be huge, whoever wins. Yeah. Now, if you don't want all this stuff, and plus there's like, you know, hats, mugs, T-shirts, stickers, Donald the Caveman books, Donald the Caveman sticker, like everything, okay? If you don't want all that, we'll give you a second option of some of my books in case you just say, look, I don't want all that.
Right.
I'll just take this.
You can pick and choose.
But if that's the case, that means we go to the first runner-up.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And the first runner-up gets everything, okay? So
whether they want it or not.
Whether they want it or not. And because you all were so generous, we're going to do a second grand prize, which is a smaller version of the one that I just mentioned. In other words, instead of getting 50 books, you'll get like 25 books or something like that. But we are just so gratified that people stepped up to the plate. I want to say to you folks, just thank you. It's absolutely Extraordinary. I'm so grateful. A couple of announcements before we go to John Zmirak. I want to mention again that anybody goes to MyPillow, tell your friends, because we rarely say this on the program, and I think it's stupid. If you're ordering anything from MyPillow, just use our code, yes. Eric or Metaxas. This is legal, okay? Anybody can use it, and you will get as good or better discount than you get any place else. So you might as well use our code, Eric or Metaxas. You put that code in there, and you get a discount on everything, even the Giza sheets.
That's right.
The Pyramid of Giza,
yep.
It was once covered
with sheets.
Yeah. And
it was an art project or something back then.
Yeah. I think it was the Pharaoh, yeah. Imhotep Christo.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was it.
So Akhenaten.
Whatever.
Anyway, yeah. I just want to say before we go to John Zmirak in hour two, anything you order from MyPillow, please use the code Eric or Metaxas. You'll get a huge discount. Tell your friends, folks, because it's an awesome discount, and we have it, and I want everybody to use it.
Awesome.
Makes sense. Okay? All right. So in hour two today, more with John Zmirak. We're going to leap in with him in our first minute. So don't go away. And by the way, if you don't have Metaxas Super, if you don't like listening to commercials, go to Metaxas Super, and you can you can pay something. It's like pennies a day, and that's commercial free. So, all right. We'll be back in hour two with the great John Zmirak. Stick around.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.